The coach, you know, he was kind of disappointed. At the same time, he's excited that I was getting this opportunity. But it was kind of a position or part of the season where, you know, I was playing real well and the team was really rolling. And then like that, you know, I'm gone. So he was kind of, it was kind of bittersweet for him. But it, like I said, he's excited.
Did they use you on like the marketing promotions and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if you've been to the queue. They got the in between the Indian Stadium and the queue, they have a big poster of me, which is a blessing, really, and humbling experience right there. So,
and what does it mean, just kind of the hometown thing you mentioned? You played here for the arena team in the hometown? And then
Right. You know, like I said, not many people get this opportunity to play for their home team, let alone getting a second chance in the NFL. But, you know, I'm representing more than just my name and me. It's the fans of Cleveland, you know, the people that support me. And I mean, first of all, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, I mean, it's a blessing to be here.
Did you have a good feeling when you were practicing at that rookie mini campus?
I had a great feeling. You know, the arena football helped me out a lot. You know, receivers are still moving while you're standing still. So, I believe that helped elevate my game when I translated to outdoors.
And like, what else, I guess, about that game is different that is maybe, are you trying to break some bad habits out here, or is there something that...
Well, yeah, especially in the red zone where, I'm sorry, in the red zone, you know, it's such a short field in the arena league, you get to undercut a lot of things, but out here in the red zone, you can't really undercut as much because you still got that space in the back end zone, so that's really the only thing that I had to break out of the habit of, but otherwise than that, it really slowed my game down. Coming out here, it just slowed everything down where I was able to, you know, break on routes early and, you know, make plays.
Your dad played in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how does that help? Just
You know, just the knowledge and, like, what it takes. You know, he was in there for about, 3 years, kick returner, running back. But it's just the fact that he got there through an Ivy League school, too. It was the fact that, you know, he knows what it takes and he knows the experience of it. So he really prepared me on that end.
What kind of feedback are you just getting from people on like Facebook and stuff like
that? I'm getting a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback. You know, everybody wants to be a part of, you know, what's happening. And it's great to be, you know, I don't want to say the face, but like, you know, here supporting from, you know, hometown. So, you know, it's like I said, it's a blessing. I say that every time. It's just a blessing, man.
I mean, have you kept in touch with the people at Gladiators, and what are they?
Yeah, I actually visited them a couple times. They're real excited, real excited. It opens doors for them too as well, and it gives them an opportunity to, you know, keep pushing for their dreams as well. So it doesn't have to just deal with me making it to the NFL. It's to inspire others as well.
Did they? When you tried out, and if you wouldn't have made it in the trial, could you have just gone right back, or how would that have?
Yeah. You know, AFL contracts, they're not binding, so you can leave, and then if it doesn't work out, you can come back whenever. So unless that team doesn't want to sign you, but yeah.
Were you surprised how well you performed in that league?
At first, it took a while to get used to. Like my 2014 year, you know, everything was new, everything was so fast and so condensed, you had to get used to the game, but. I think my second year, everything slowed down when I knew the game, really understood it a little more. Mm-hmm. So that second year didn't really surprise me because I knew where I was.
Do you feel like you're maybe almost in better football shape than some of the guys out here because your season started way early?
It's nonstop. It was nonstop for me. But, you know, I've been through games. Yeah. So I'm a little more banged up than, you know, most people. But at the same time, a little more conditioned. So, I mean, I took advantage of that.
Is it daunting at all being in a – defensive backs room that's got three Pro Bowlers and a veteran like Jermon Williams?
Oh, that's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. It's the perfect group of guys to model after. You know, you couldn't ask for a better room than what you have in there. And they the way they practice, the way they carry themselves on and off the field, it's a perfect way of, you know, to be modeled after. So.
Anyone take you under the wing?
All the DBs, all the veteran DBs, you know, it's more of a family atmosphere. Than anything, that's what I like about this squad, they really take care of each other. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And the Arena Football League team, you're here again. What are your thoughts on the Cavs and like that fever going around Cleveland right now?
Oh man, it's an amazing time right now. Especially you don't feel like the last time they were in the championship, you kind of felt like I don't know, yeah. But this time around, you know, there's so much confidence in Cleveland. There's so much confidence in the Cavs. And, you know, LeBron, I believe he matured a lot to the point where he knows what it takes, what really what it takes, really. So, you know, I'm just excited for Cleveland, period.
And then what of the Browns players on the roster so far, who do you think would compare most to the play style of Matthew Dellavedova?
Matthew Dellavedova, that's a good question. You know, everybody says that Tank resembles him in a lot of ways, just, you know, his features. But his play style, that's a tough one. That's a tough one because we got a lot of, you know, scrappy guys, you know, that get after, especially in the DB room. So, you know, it's hard to pick out one. Yeah.
And then last question, how have off-season activities been different with the NFL and that with arena football as well?
Well, it's more organized, way more organized. You know, off-season in the AFL, you're really pretty much on your own until training camp. Nothing really is written or set in stone. But here, you're on point. You have a schedule. And it's more organized, like I said, so.